First in family, I don't know if you could hear the greeting that you guys are being given from the one, the only, Porkchop, but he is happy.
There is a car door that closed somewhere in like a 3-block radius, and he's losing his mind.
So, on that note, I guess Chop is going to be hanging out live on the call and letting you guys know how he feels. So, feel free to enjoy the melodious barkage.
He can't hang. He sleeps through TV shows, through talking, through Jonathan yelling sometimes. Like, he sleeps through the craziest things. But a car door closes somewhere. And it could be somebody here. There could be somebody at the door. It's absurd.
He is springing into action. He is letting everyone know.
Guard dog.
That this is his territory. What's up, fam? We're just we're doing the thing. You know the drill. It's a fry.
Yay.
Q in.
A. I know, I'm slow.
C level.
Give me like 2 weeks.
C level on that one, babe. I gotta be honest with you.
Listen,
that wasn't your finest work right there.
My brain is not totally functioning.
Well, that sounds like some ownership right there. I get it, yeah. Good job, babe. Good job. Good job extremely owning it. Your brain's not functioning. Check. Alan's here. What's up, my man? You're witnessing and wanting to fire me right now, and that's okay. Yeah, we're just hanging out, man. It seems like it's a low-key Friday. We've been working our asses off, so we're pretty much shot out of a cannon. We've got a lot behind the scenes we're trying to hammer down and get taken care of, and it's just one of those things where, what do they tell you? Don't procrastinate, that it'll get you. Well, it got us, man. We've got a lot of work we're trying to do, catch up on. It's got both of us back and forth getting stuff done. So we're both a little shot out today. But it seems like a little low-key. What I mean by that is you guys didn't have much for us to answer.
No question.
Which is kind of a theme lately, which makes me excited because that means you guys are killing it. Your trackers are pristine. No one has any issues. Not quite true in the Bogle briefings I'm getting, but you guys don't have anything that we can help with, which is, it's kind of cool, man. You know, what do they say? The first best thing you can do is do such a good job, you work yourself out of a job. So apparently you guys are just crushing it and are on fire, and I'm happy about it. We do have a few things to talk about, and by that I mean we'll see what Anne has on her mind, because she told me she is taking lead today. She is taking point on the topic that we're going to discuss, and I am wisely going to let her rant, because you'll hear all about it here in a second. Leah says, happy Friday.
That,
I think I know who that is.
Mary Ann Palumbo.
Oh, no. I thought that was someone else who showed me. He showed me their link today, that he actually clicked the link.
Oh, not him.
Marianne, your link apparently has expired, but good shot. Good shot checking. Nate is here. TGIF.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank God it's Friday. Wait.
Wait, there you go. You got it.
You got it. Okay. You got it. I'm late. I'm sorry about that. And a quick check-in. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you. Got another TGIF from Sephra. Saw her rocking her gear today in her story. Good job. Good job. Looking good.
It is a TGIF. It is. Although we are going to do a seminar tomorrow morning.
An anti-seminar.
So it'll be a speeded up sort of Saturday.
Won't be as slowed down as we like. But if you're local, come hang out with us. It's going to be fun. Yeah. Going to be fun. We think. We'll find out. Be our first one. We got some ideas. We'll see how it goes. Speaking of not being prepared, it's kind of how we're rolling into the anti-seminar. So, it'll be good. But, speaking of being prepared, this has nothing to do with being prepared, but it has everything to do with being prepared. Anne Montgomery would like to talk to you guys about the three primary pitfalls to progress. Maybe not the three, but these are certainly three. And when she told me what was on her mind, I said, well, girl, you go speak it. So let's kick this off, man. What you got?
Three primary. So these are three of the most common ones that are probably impacting your progress. And this came up because recently, as of late, we've been hearing a lot of, well, I'm doing the thing and I'm tracking and I'm drinking my water and I'm sleeping and I'm working out and I'm not getting the progress that I want and I don't know why and I don't know what's going on. So we've gone through all the normal suspects. So, hey, let's take a look at your MyFitnessPal. Let's see if tracking's off. Can't find anything. No, I'm sleeping good. I'm not super stressed and hydration's great. Okay. Three things that maybe we don't tend to think about. And we're going to start with a big one. And this is going to be a bubble burster for some people. And I'm sorry, but, well, all three of them might be. However,
that last one you want to hang out for, that's a bubble burster.
This is not in any particular order, and they may impact you differently than others. One could be a factor. All of them could be a factor. So the first one I want to talk about is estimating when you go out to eat. This is a big one. If you are not making progress, and you're someone who goes out to eat, whether that's once a week or six times a week. We used to go out to eat 14 times a week.
Literally.
This may be something you need to look at because estimating when you go out to eat is really tough. Here's the bubble bursting part. As a baseline, anytime we go out to eat, I assume that my meal is going to be 1,000 calories. Period. Now, there are caveats to that. If somewhere has a nutrition calculator, meal calculator, and we'll talk about a story about that soon. If there's a meal calculator on their website, if there is a nutritional PDF on the website, if you can weigh and measure everything and you're very sure that there's no extra additives in it, those are cases where, it may not be 1,000 calories because if you're a smaller human, that might be 2/3 to 3/4 of your day easily. So 1,000 calories is my base usually when we go out to eat. Story. The other day, we wanted to go to Chipotle. I wanted Chipotle so bad. The great news is Chipotle has a meal calculator. So I thought, okay, I'm going to get in and I'm going to build a salad because it's deficit season, right? So I'm not going to have all the rice and all the toppings that I want. But I can get exactly my numbers if I go on the website. So I go on the website. The salad that I had was lettuce, steak, because side note, Chipotle steak has less fat than Chipotle chicken. When we tell you they cook chicken in a lot of butter and oil to make it soft and taste good, they do.
They also throw thighs in there to make it taste good.
They throw chicken thighs in there, so the fat's higher. Lettuce and steak, pico, so the tomato salsa, and guacamole. That's it in the bowl. Salad dressing was what I put on top of it. Chipotle has the best vinaigrette salad dressing. So, 5 ingredients in this bowl. Did not have onions and peppers, did not have cheese or sour cream or other salsas or anything else added to it. No rice, no beans.
Or corn.
685 calories. 685. For a salad. With lettuce, steak, pico, guac, and salad dressing. This is why my baseline is 1,000 calories, because you could see if I added rice and beans and onions and peppers, which by the way are cooked in oil. If I add corn salsa and all the other salsas and cheese and sour cream and I load it up or I double meat it, now we're talking way over 1,000 calories. So this is something you really got to be careful about. If you are going out to eat and you're going to estimate, we always drop a tablespoon of olive oil into the meal after estimating, because chances are there's a lot of hidden fat and that's why things taste good. So that should give you an idea of estimating you go out to eat. And guys, it's a lot. If you're not making progress and you go out to eat, or you travel a lot for work and you have to eat out of a hotel or the restaurants that they bring you to, the food that they cater, this is somewhere to pay very close attention to, because this can throw your days off. This can completely take you out of a deficit.
Yeah, let's talk about this for a second. So Anne did the math on her salad, and she had a 700 calorie salad at Chipotle. And that's a salad that if I asked most people to estimate, they'd say, oh, that's 300 calories. That's 400 calories.
Yeah.
And that's what they'd track in their MyFitnessPal. They'd quick add a food because they're not going to go to the trouble to add up ounces of steak, ounces of lettuce, ounces of this, ounces of that. They're going to quick add whatever. They're going to grab a Wendy's Caesar salad and add a chicken breast to it and say, ah, it's close enough. And they're going to say it was 300 to 400 calories. And they're going to be wrong.
You can even search Chipotle. If you search burrito bowl or salad, chicken salad, Chipotle, or whatever it is, you will see the variance of numbers. There are entries that say 300 calories, even with the salad dressing. They're so varied, but they have a meal calculator.
Or let's just say you went in somewhere and you got a chicken salad, yep, and you put it with 300 calories, which, yep, you think it is. You are 400 calories off. If you're doing that 5-6 times a week,
yeah,
that's why you're not making progress, because you're overeating your goals by several thousand calories per week. And that's just estimating something small. What if you go out and you try to compare that freaking, what's the Italian restaurant? Carrabba's lasagna to the Stouffer's Lean Cuisine in your fridge, right? And you're like, oh, well, the Stouffer's is 550 calories and the Carrabba's is 1550 calories. And you tank it 1,000 in one meal from bad estimation. You want to make sure that you're doing your due diligence. And if you're really concerned with progress, you want to go to the extra mile in your estimations. And you don't want to let that be, you know, a big giant pitfall for you. Because if you're not making progress, there's a great chance, intentionally or unintentionally, it's not the plan's fault. And we need to figure out what that is.
We got some comments. Val's here. Mike Mills is here. Happy Friday, fam.
Lori says, I caught that one the other day, but I often still mix chicken and steak because it almost doubled protein at the Chipotle. It's a solid plan. And if you count for it, you count for it.
Yeah, if you put it in, do it. No problem. It was shocking to me that what I thought was going to be the lower calorie option still was the lower calorie option, but it was still a big whomp in calories on my day.
It wasn't the lettuce, fam.
No.
That's not where it added up from. And the other thing is, too, man, is you know, that's based on their serving sizes that management says is supposed to go out there, right? Like, if you try to flirt with the server and get that extra scoop of guac, well, guess what?
Oh, yeah.
Those calories count whether you count them or not. So the extras, they're going to add up too. And so that is a huge primary pitfall when you're not making progress, is your estimation sucks. So does mine. Yeah. That's how I got to my before photo. I didn't think I was intentionally fattening myself up all those years. I thought I was doing the right thing. We want to make sure that we have a fallback system for when our eyeballs get a little too good to be true.
And this is an area where, if you guys ever have questions, if you are going out to a restaurant and that panic attack starts to set in because you don't know what to get, you don't know how to estimate it, put it in the group. You can throw a picture of something from a menu in the group, and they'll probably give you a pretty close estimate of what they feel it would be. And you'll probably get closer than just picking an entry. So I'm going out for pizza, and I'm going to use this thin slice from Pizza Hut that says 200 calories. And we look at it, and the sucker is the size of your head.
It's a Chicago deep dish casserole. Right, yeah, don't be fooling nobody.
Yep, loaded with cheese. We're all probably going to go, I don't think that's 200 calories a slice, right? So do you have resources? Use them. A lot of us have been doing this for a long time and tracking at restaurants, and it's hard, but you've got people to help. So post it in the group and ask always.
Molly is here. Good morning to you. How are you? OG Bamf, never too late for you, man. Just got here. Is it too late to shout TGIF?
Do it.
Never. Thank God I'm first in. I just thought of that. That's pretty good. TGIF.
IN, yeah.
Are you freaking doubting me? Thank God I'm first in.
I like it.
New shirt.
Hey,
what's up, Gary? And then you shouted it. Good for you.
Good deal.
One primary pitfall down. Bad estimation. Yeah. Guys, there are times when you can estimate a little bit more, and there are times when you should probably rein it back in. The times when you should rein it back in is when you're not making the progress you want. That's when you want to focus on your estimating. If you're happy with your outcomes, whether they're going the way you intend them to or not, that's okay. But when you're unhappy with them, if you want things to change, you got to be willing to change things. And if you're going out to eat every single frickin' day, an estimation, even the best of the best intentions, is always going to be a guess. Yeah. Guess a little bit less, especially if progress is what you're looking for.
Yeah. So, the second pitfall that we tend to run into, this applies a lot to our members who are parents or cook meals for other people. Oof. Or maybe are out in a work situation where people leave pieces of things or cookies laying around or things that you can take little bites off of. Bites, licks, and tastes.
BLTs.
These are big ones. These are when you scoop the peanut butter onto your bread and you get your 20 grams of peanut butter, but you really want to lick the spoon because you can't just let it go to waste and it's sitting on the spoon and it stares at you. These are those moments.
I'll tell you what, fam. It's going to go to waste one way or the other. It can go to waste in the trash, or it can go to waste right here.
Drop that sucker in the sink.
Whichever one you want the most, pick one. Because there are no solutions, only trade-offs, right? You got the peanut butter left on the spoon. There's no solution to solve it. I guess you can put your finger and scrape it back in if you roll like that in your house, if you're not worried about contamination. I'm not judging. But there's no solution there, only a trade-off. Waste it or waste it. Y'all make that choice.
If you are a spoon licker, knife licker, whatever
negative
you
want to
call
it. Negative way, dog.
Yep. Negative way. Negative way it. Put the peanut butter container on the scale. Hit zero. Scoop out as much as you want, and it will give you a negative number. The amount the negative number says is the amount of grams you have. So if you go to negative 20 and 20 grams is what you need, scrape it on your bread and lick the spoon. Go for it all day. But those things start to catch up. So you're making lunch for your kids or for your spouse or for somebody at work. And you've got these little extras, these little pieces of things that are left. Maybe there's a little piece of chicken nugget left in the air fryer. One of his French fries that got left. Maybe I pick it up and I eat it. Not a big deal at that particular moment, right?
You dare eat my damn fries.
I don't ever eat his fries, especially not right now. But you pick it up and you eat it, no big deal. What happens the next time you make another snack? And another snack, and another meal, and another meal, and we start to add these things up. Maybe there's some super tasty wasabi mayo, and you spread it on the bread, and you're like, I'm gonna lick it. Taking the fat off that knife, add it to the chicken nugget, add it to the French fry, and then add it to the little couple bites of that sandwich you had because your kid didn't want to eat the rest of a sandwich. That stuff starts to add up. So if you're not making progress, think about that. You walk by the nurse's station at work, and they brought you cookies because they always bring cookies or donuts or pizza or cake. And you're like, man, somebody took a half of one. I can just take a piece off of that one and keep on walking. Those little things start to add up. And it's something that we want to pay attention to because this is something that will impact your progress negatively. So if you're thinking, man, I'm not making progress and you're not estimating when you go out to eat because you don't go out to eat that much, this is an area to look at.
You guys have heard of death by a thousand cuts. Well, you can ruin a cut in way less than 1,000 bites.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here to tell you that. And I just thought of that, too. That's a good one.
That's a good
one. Put that on a t-shirt. Put that on a t-shirt. Ruin your cut by way less than 1,000 bites. They add up. One French fry over the course of a year probably ain't going to matter. One bite every single meal for every one of your 15 children and every one of your coworkers and everything else absolutely can. And we talked about it before when it comes to what it takes to take someone out of a deficit and what a little bit of overage takes to ruin progress and how many calories per day it takes to lose a pound if we lived in a vacuum and life was perfect. And guys, an extra 200-400 calories of bites is not that much.
No.
I mean, especially because it's not like you're taking a little off someone's broccoli. You're going off the calorie dense stuff. You're going off the stuff that's literally probably fat, you know, laden carbohydrate goodness. And that little bite comes into another little nibble. And now you're making little extra bites to have. And that's that slippery slope we hear about. And so that's what I'm going to say, man. You can absolutely, death by a thousand cuts, it applies in this scenario. Gary said, is it okay to lick the tablespoon measure if it's level? I can't waste the buffalo sauce. One.
We have two problems here.
One. It's okay with me if it's okay with you, right? If you want to be loosey-goosey and let things fly, it's fine. Two. Tablespoon?
Why are we measuring in tablespoons?
What? I mean, is this freaking the Stone Age? Why aren't we measuring in grams, dog? Then we just know what we're getting. Unless you like to lick a spoon. Then that's on you.
Gram everything you can.
I would be gramming everything. Now, we also have to look at buffalo sauce. what's the over under here, right?
Yeah.
What's licking a spoon if we're accounting for a tablespoon? It's a sauce. We can measure. It's not a volumetric thing. We're not that concerned about it. I'm happy if you're happy. But when I do sauces, I literally go gram and I run a milliliter per gram conversion because that's pretty much as accurate as you're going to be able to get with liquids. And that's how I do it. So I don't even have to worry about putting a spoon in the mix. I can just get it all on the plate. But yeah, I'm whatever you guys are cool with. You guys want to take all the bites, that's fine. You guys want to estimate willy-nilly, that's fine. We're not here to judge you. We're here to point out some reasons why when you write your coach and you go, I don't think I'm making the progress I'm making. Your coach goes, well, I don't think you're following the plan exactly. Here's some areas you may not be considering. Rarely does someone reach out to their coach and complain when they are aware that they are lying to themselves. That's usually when you don't hear from someone, when they know what's going on. A lot of times when someone's complaining about progress, it can either be some of these things we're not aware that our tracking's bad, we're still using volume, we're not using grams on stuff where it matters. It could be like we just talked about on Wednesday's Walk and Talk, expectations without experience. We have no idea how fast things should be going because we've never accomplished it before, so we just, whatever. Normally when someone's complaining, it's because they don't know that they're not following the plan or they don't know what to expect. They're not just, hopefully, not just lying to us and going, well, yeah, I know I ate like, you know, a complete, you know, with reckless abandon and overconsumed my calories by 10,000 last week. Why am I not making progress? Most people, when we ask questions, they go, yeah, that's me. That one's on me. Sometimes people don't know they're doing these things. And I would say rarely is it the level buffalo sauce licking. I'm team plate licker, bro. So I'm getting everything I count. So I know exactly where you're coming from here,
Gary. He does plate lick. This actually brought up a fourth pitfall to progress, honestly, while we're here.
Well.
Grams versus ounces. If you are weighing in, and Jonathan's going to change it to four for you because we're going to talk about this one. So thank you, Gary, because that's a good point. If you're weighing in grams versus ounces, if you are weighing things in tablespoons or cups or one serving of something, how do we know what it actually weighs? Grab a tablespoon, go measure out a tablespoon of peanut butter, the size that you think is a tablespoon, and then gram it out in the amount of grams and look at the difference between the two. Now multiply that. Maybe it's not a tablespoon. Maybe it's four tablespoons of peanut butter. Measure out four tablespoons and then go and gram it out and let's see what the difference is. There's a lot of things, mixes in particular. So pancake mix or breadcrumbs or whatever it is you're doing. When we make pancakes, it's always in grams. Why? Because my half cup measure is not even close. It's way off. We've done this before.
What took me a while to understand fully from my background in the fire service is that a tablespoon is an actual measure, right? Like you buy it in a series of measuring cups. It's not whatever spoon you eat with at the table. And that's what we used to get spoons of peanut butter from.
Oh, shoot.
And
I'm like, oh,
man, I'm just having two tablespoons. Pick that spoon right up off the table, man. It's not my fault that it was a ladle. And I thought that was a good serving for me. So that's a good thing too, man. If you're not measuring everything via mass and you have not converted to the almighty metric system, sorry, imperialists out there. If you are not measuring everything by mass and using grams and using the metric system, there is a huge chance there's some miscalculations there, up or down. So you definitely want to get what you can get, especially if progress is paramount.
So, the fourth one is a big one. This is something that probably applies to a lot of people. Alcohol. We've talked about alcohol before and the way that you track it. We do have an entry in MyFitnessPal. It's under First in Alcohol. When you search it, it will ask for how many calories you drank. So yes, if you've got a label on the back of a bottle, input the amount of calories in your label. If you have to Google it, Google it. How many calories are in a shot of tequila? Whatever it is you're taking. If you're getting into mixed drinks, now we get into a lot more calories and some more funsies. So we know to use the First in Alcohol entry if you're tracking it.
I did just check. First in Alcohol is on the FML, the frequently missed list. So if you don't know how to track alcohol, go right up to those pinned posts, click the FML, scroll down to the bottom. Yep. We'll hook you up.
Here's where alcohol becomes a pitfall to progress. Can you fit alcohol in your plan? Absolutely. If you enjoy it, you feel good, you made it fit with your plan, you're using the first in alcohol entry, no problem. The times it becomes an issue, especially when you are in a deficit, this becomes problematic. Why? Because your body doesn't look at alcohol like it is a needed macronutrient, because it's not. It has no physiological function. It doesn't do anything helpful or positive in your body. It may taste good, but that's, you know, usually what we get from it. So
that's not usually what we get from it. That's not why people are acquiring a taste for it.
Well, some people. The problem is when you ingest a lot of alcohol, let's say you went your whole day, you ate all your protein, ate your fat, you're going to fill your carbs with alcohol. So you had your dinner and you had all this chicken and you hit your protein. It was great. You're looking forward to your drinks. Had your chicken, you go out and you start having drinks. Your body sees the alcohol as a toxin. It is. It's a toxin. It's a poison. Your body goes, I have to remove this alcohol. Your body will stop processing protein and fat to turn around and process the alcohol out of your system because it wants the toxin out first. So you could potentially be losing some of your protein you're eating, some of your fat you're eating. You could potentially slow down things to the point where you're not getting all of that you need, because six drinks later, your body takes, you know, 12 hours to go and clear that out. What happens to the rest of it? Well, it goes out of your body. You don't get a chance to absorb it, digest it properly. This is when alcohol becomes a problem, especially if you are in a deep cut, a deficit, or if you are a smaller human and you have less calories overall and now you're using a lot of them for alcohol. Your body can't process everything all at once, so it has to prioritize, and it will prioritize getting rid of the alcohol first. So if you're not making progress and you like to include drinks in your plan, that might be a place to look. This doesn't mean don't have them, it doesn't mean you can't fit them in, but if you're seriously not seeing progress, especially if you're in a deficit and you're choosing to take your low carbs already and use them for alcohol, we might need to start looking at that.
Anne's in a deficit right now, which is why a lot of these subjects that come up to her when her team or her members talk about it, or the team talks to her about it or whatever, she's kind of a little bit more acutely salty. Aware of, sensitive, salty about it. But man, you can tell she's the nice Montgomery, because I'm gonna shoot y'all straight. When y'all are drinking, y'all aren't calculating it right. Y'all aren't even freaking coming close to doing it right. Servings of alcohol are specific sizes. So unless you're cracking a top or opening a bottle on, if you're pouring it yourself, you ain't doing it right. Your glass of wine, it's not whatever vessel you're using filled to where the freaking meniscus is sitting at the top and you're playing with the surface tension on it, and then you guzzle it down, it's a whole bottle. It's like 3 ounces, yeah. Right? Which, you know, is very small in your wine glass. You're not calculating it as correctly as you could. You maybe get that, you know, like, oh, wishful thinking pour that going on. And then once you have one, what's another? Right? Well, that's another. It's just another little drink. No big deal. Then the next thing you know, those BLTs are coming up, right? Because you're feeling real good, feeling a little loose. Maybe you already had one drink to put you over your calories, so why not just burn it down a little bit more? And then you're estimating those BLTs real shitty too. And the next thing you know, we're spiraling out of control and we're no longer using grams anymore and everything's in cups and we hit all four pitfalls because we drink too much. That's really what happens.
It happens.
If you're the type of person that can sit there and have a beverage and be good with it, just have one with a label on it then, right? That way you're sure it's going to be whatever ounce, whatever XYZ, whatever caloric volume they put into it, and you don't have to play the guessing game. If you're super fancy and you only like stuff that doesn't come in a single serving, well, damn it, pull your scale out and weigh a milliliter to gram comparison and get the exact volume you need to find the caloric value that you're accounting, and then put it in first in alcohol entry. Speaking of, no, Marianne, the alcohol entry is not in grams. Please go to the FML the frequently missed list, click the alcohol entry, which will take you to the member portal or a video at least in this Facebook group that will tell you how to calculate alcohol, because it is not done by grams, it is done by calories, which requires you to look up the beverage you are consuming, look up the suggested serving, look up the calorie value, put the calorie value in the first in alcohol entry, which will then convert it to carbohydrates, which will not mess up your tracker, which regular alcohol entries will tend to give you off a skewed error, because as Ian pointed out, alcohol is neither a protein, it is neither a fat, it is neither a carbohydrate, it is indeed an alcohol. Instead of having 4 calories per gram, like, excuse me, protein and carbohydrates will, or 9 calories a gram like fat will, alcohol actually has 7 calories per gram, which makes it real funky when we're doing all this stuff. So what we do is we ask you to find the calorie value off the dome here. A serving of red wine is 120 calories. Yeah. You put in 120 servings of first in alcohol, and it adds that in as 30 grams carbs, and you're set. Did I get that math right?
Makes sense-ish. Close enough. We have an app for that.
Yeah. We have an app to do math, because this guy doesn't do it very well. So yeah, check that out.
Yeah,
and calories. That'll walk it through a lot better. That was the quick and dirty version, the dirty explanation, but it'll help you figure it out. You'll be able to find it in MyFitnessPal and be able to get righty-tighty while you're getting loosey-goosey
and that might
tipsy.
That might mean going to the Google, honestly. I mean, if you're having a daiquiri or some kind of mixed drink, you might have to go to Google to ask, or... hey, how many calories is in a shot of bourbon? This is assuming that they're giving you a shot. Who knows? Could be half a shot, could be 2 shots. We don't know, right? So this is a lot of estimating going on, which brings us back to the first pitfall of progress, estimation. So
if you're going out for drinks, I'll tell you what, man, you can't Google a 3-ounce margarita and then go get the El Jefe Presidente fishbowl and go, oh, look, the same. That's bad estimation. And that's a lot of alcohol, which is probably going to lead to some more poor decisions. We got to be careful with these things. Just because you could doesn't always mean you should. You can absolutely make alcohol fit your plan, provided you stay on plan when you're drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
That's why it's a pitfall. It doesn't always go the way we think it goes. And this is just speaking from experience, because we've seen it happen, I don't know, a couple thousand times before over the last 8 years. So we're just trying to help people get their mind right towards where they might be setting themselves back unintentionally. When we intentionally choose to set ourselves back, we know it. We know it. We may act like we don't. We may have some excuses. We may have some inner dialogue with ourselves that makes us think it's okay. But when we go, you know what, man? I really don't feel great about that. I really do see what I'm doing to myself. We know what we're doing. When we don't know, when we're angry, when we're frustrated, when we're whatever, that's when we ask these questions, and that's when these pitfalls tend to rear their heads. That's why we're trying to arm everybody with a little bit of a preemptive thinking to see if they can't figure out how to avoid some of these pitfalls to progress.
So that's what we're looking at. The 4 things to keep an eye on. Estimating when you go out to eat. Always overestimate what you eat, because there's always a little bit of hidden fat, hidden something in there, probably calories you don't know are there. Weighing in grams versus ounces, or using cups. Anytime you can use grams, always. Bites, licks, and tastes, grabbing things off plates, running by and grabbing a little piece of something, doing that 300 times a day, that will have an impact. And how you track and estimate alcohol. Those are 4 of the most common ones that we see. That's probably...
Well, you know what's awesome about all these things too, guys, is you get better at them all over time.
Yeah.
Right? No one's supposed to be perfect. Right? This is a practice. This is a skill. It's something you'll be working on for the rest of your life if you want these results to last forever. One way, shape, form, or fashion. So when it comes to estimating out, man, how'd you do? How'd your grade come out in the test in the morning? How'd your body respond to your estimation? Was it close to when you have that size of a meal at home? Was it close to when you make fajitas at the house versus when you get fajitas out? You start to learn over time. And that's what we want you to be aware of, is like when you're estimating, you got to figure these things out. Sephra says, not a big drinker, but when we go to Disney, we go to the Star Wars bar, yeah. I got curious about how much one drink would be. Used the alcohol tool and cry laughed about how high some drinks were. I was definitely off and everything made sense on why I definitely felt it. Now I know for the future.
It is shocking,
fam,
when you look this up.
There is a reason it's been known as liquid lunch for a long time, and that's because it is very easy to knock back thousands of calories in alcohol.
And this applies to those cute little seltzers that say they have 30 calories. They're still alcohol. They're still alcohol. They're still calories and more. They say they have 0 calories. The skinny wine. There's a skinny wine out that says it has 0 calories. It's not 0 calories. It's alcohol. Sorry.
Gary says, tasting while cooking gets me.
That's a big
just
one.
Just hit me.
And listen, if you're tasting while you're cooking and you know that this is you, maybe we just need to up the servings on your meal. Hey, I'm going to taste this red sauce every 10 seconds to make sure it's good. Hey, I'm going to put a spoon in the chili. You might need an extra half cup of that chili in your estimation in grams once you gram it out, right?
Absolutely. And that's the thing is knowing you do something and doing nothing about it is a choice. Oh, that's just me. Well, guys, I'm just an asshole. That's not going to do very well for me when it comes to relating with other people. So I gotta watch how I choose to identify myself. So if you're a cook that enjoys tasting while you're cooking because you feel confidently that it improves the outcome of your dish, or it's your therapy, or you like it, or whatever reason you choose to do it, that's fine. Those calories still count. So how you choose to account for those calories is up to you. You can account for them in your tracker, or you can account for them in potentially setting yourself back from earning progress. It doesn't matter to me. It only matters to me if you're mad about it. Then we can work on how to fix it. But nothing changes for you. You choose to change. So if you feel this is a barrier to progress, you've got to choose to work around that barrier. It's not just, I just do this. Fight tooth and nail to cling on to your old identity and your old beliefs and your old habits. Don't be surprised when you get to keep them. That's something I'm going to jam on here pretty soon. So you know, yeah, man, that's absolutely something that can be accounted for. Perfectly? No, probably not. It's another estimation, but we want to make sure we estimate to the best of our ability if we want to make the most of our progress. I don't see this as being something that has set you back majorly, but it might be something that we could tighten up a little bit if you were concerned.
And this kind of leads into well, if these are the four primary pitfalls, not easy for me to say. I don't like alliteration very much. If these are the primary pitfalls, how do we know that they're getting to us? There's a couple ways. One, you don't feel like you're making the progress that you should be. And you either vocalize that to your coach or to yourself. And you go, man, I'm doing all this stuff right. I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm either not losing the way I should in a deficit, or the scale's going up, or I just feel really bad. Look at these four areas and see through your daily life if you can change them, tweak them. Maybe they're getting to you and you just don't realize it. Or your coach might see a trend when you turn in. So you went on vacation, or you went out to eat 3 times this week, and we see that little spike in the scale. And we go, hey, you caught a little bump on the scale. Let's see what happens when things settle out. Let's see what happens when you get back in your routine. Well, let's say you put on 3 pounds. Let's say we see a 0.5 pound come back off the next week. Let's say after that, that's it. Let's say you held on to 2.5 of those pounds. That's no longer water weight. Water weight will hang around. It'll come off. We expect this. You travel. You're stressed. You eat different foods, a lot of sodium. Maybe you had some drinks and the alcohol spiked your body weight. If those pounds are not coming off and you're consistently seeing a trend that's going up and you don't want it to be going up, a lot of times your coach will call that out and go, hey, I noticed this trend over the last several weeks. I don't know what's going on, but what's going on? What are you doing with your tracking? How are things looking? How tight are you being on hitting your goals? Are you eating out a lot? Are you drinking a lot? We may ask you that just so we know what's going on that could potentially be causing this. If there are trends happening that you're not happy about, check these four areas first, because chances are it's going to be one or all of them.
That's all you got?
That's what I got.
All right, guys. Well, you heard it. You heard it from Ann herself. She's hangry. She's winding down this deficit. She's ending life lean. And she wants you to know that just like she has to earn every ounce of progress, you too, like the rest of us, have to earn every ounce of progress. You're also earning every ounce of regress too. So if that concerns you, if you want to make the most out of your process, we need to make sure that we're following our plan the best we can. And sometimes there are some unintentional things that could be getting in our way. And these are a big four that you can start looking at to see if that is happening for you. Outside of that, if you got anything for us, hit us up. Let us know. Let us know what's going on. If not, we're going to get back to work.
We are going to go.
We've been working.
We're going to go live and fit. For anybody who's in Fit F4D, we did get one question.
F4D.
It's going to be super quick, but we are going to jump in there.
A couple things real quick while we're doing this. Support First in by supporting yourself. Guys, cool company. Just launched today.
Oh, yeah.
Five Oats. We've been talking about these guys for a while. Give me a second here. I'm going to try to make this magic happen. Go ahead. Tell them about Five Oats.
Guys, Five Oats is great. Five Oats is a company that reached out to Jonathan, actually. So they are basically like overnight oats in a package. And they just came out with all their flavors. I'm super excited because salted caramel is one of them. Guys, they asked for what people wanted to see, what flavors we wanted. And we went, hey, salted caramel. And they did it. They listened to us. They talked back to us. They sent us some samples. We're working on getting them to the reunion. Don't know if they'll be here in time, but we're trying. So fiveoats.com. Jonathan's going to put it up on the screen here for you. There you go. Check them out. Super cool company. They are on par. We did the math because I'm, you know, a little financially frugal.
They are cheaper,
right,
than the other company out there that has oats that you might be able to use to make in an overnight fashion.
Yeah.
So we did the math on that. Awesome company. Awesome guys. They've been supporting the fam. You can use the code FIRSTINFAM for 10% off. So we've been told. I have not punched that in yet. We're about to order a 30-pack to try them out because they made the freaking best muffins ever. So we are going to make like a Five Oats Mulk Marry-Up where we're going to use Mulk icing for Five Oats.
Yeah, guys, that's something else too. Is we tried it three different ways. We tried it the way they recommend with the amount of fluid they recommend for overnight oats. We tried it with half the amount of fluid because sometimes I like a little more texture.
We preferred it with half the fluid, but that's just us.
I prefer it with half. It's more like a oats pudding type texture. And then we baked it into little mini muffins. They were so good. Nothing else in it.
Straight out of the gate. Yep. Freaking just awesome. Yeah. Just awesome.
Yeah.
So fiveoats.com. Check it out. Use code FIRSTINFAM. Depending on what you order, they're running their special right now. It might save you more money. I mean, if that means something to you, that's fine. I'd much rather you say, hey, I heard about you guys from First In Nutrition, and let them know that we are supporting them, and so they continue to support the family. But check that out. Lori says, I ordered one of each flavor. I think we're ordering like six of each flavor, five of each flavor. There's five flavors, so we're going to get that big old 30-pack. Drop that $100 bill to support this company out. John says, speaking of Five Oats, we haven't talked about the other overnight oat company. He used it with the creamy. That's interesting. That's really interesting. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. So you made it as a liquid and then you froze it. I can think that would be really good because that texture as a frozen dessert. That sounds actually really awesome. It's not something that I would think to do, which is very cool. So I'm happy to hear this. Lori says they're currently running a launch code too, but oops, next time I'll add the First In code. Hey, you're supporting a good company. You probably save more money using their code. I think their code is $10 off. Ours is 10%. Yeah. Sephora says, are they gluten-free? Yes, they are. I believe they are gluten-free.
So I am looking up. They do not advertise that on the actual site, I don't think.
Go to our ingredients. Does it say gluten-free? Gluten-free.
Gluten-free. They are. There you go. Yep.
One of us knows what we're talking about, and she's got the website in her hands. Their website, guys, are just starting off. I found a couple things that were off on it already. You couldn't add chocolate peanut butter to the bundle at first. I told my man, he fixed it. They had the prices off a little bit. Go check them out, man. They just launched today at 1 p.m.
They do have, the flavors are Fruity Hoops.
Like Fruity Hoops.
Cereal flavored. chocolate chip peanut butter cup, apple pie,
We had apple pie and strawberries and cream, and we liked them.
Yeah, and salted caramel, which we haven't had, but I'm really excited to try.
Yeah, really excited. And I don't know if there's a note section or not. You guys, save your money. Use their launch code if it saves you more than First In Fam does.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll double stack. I hope they don't double stack. But if they do, double stack them. And check that out, and just let them know in the notes that you're First In Fam. I want them to know that we're helping them out the best we can. John says, let it sit overnight, put it in the creamy container, and freeze it. It's oatmeal. Ooh. That's what I'm talking about. So, did you put anything else with it, like any additional fluid, or was it just the overnight oats as directed, frozen? Like you froze it overnight, put it in the creamy. So you let it sit. Then you freeze it. Then it's oatmeal.
We could totally make
good, man.
Like overnight chocolate peanut butter cup oatmeal ice cream.
And I'll tell you what, the numbers on the five oats are pretty damn good. Man.
They're pretty good.
They're pretty damn good. You know, you're looking like very close to a 1-for-1 protein to carb, which means you could always boost protein up if you wanted to, or if that's your jam, it's a good way to work things out.
Yeah.
This is actually kind of cool. I'm going to see if I can get this to work. I don't know if I can get this to work or not. So Anne's going to talk to you for a second. How else can they support themselves? Good job, baby. You are awesome.
He's got a list, but he doesn't pull the list up for me. So what did we talk about already? Did we talk about any of the support yourself? No.
Can you talk? Can you do anything right now?
All right. So support yourself with First In. So you guys have heard for Finn for the win, Finn FTW, support yourself by supporting the family. If you bring someone into the family, refer them, they stay for a few weeks and stay on the path, you will get 4 weeks for free. So we're giving free weeks away, which is awesome. So inspire your friends, your family, anybody you think that would be great for First In that's ready to take this step and come in the family and do the work, bring them in and you will get 4 weeks for that. Our Amazon link, we do have in the member portal, we are linked to our Amazon page. It's got all the resources in there. So we list books and kitchen gadgets and foods, protein powders, all the things we have in there. Go check it out. Every time you do it, we get, I don't know, 1 or 2 cents. But I'm spending them on pancake molds because Jonathan's irritated that I make pancakes and they're football shaped and not round like they're supposed to be. So support me in not hearing about how my pancakes are odd shaped and we can get some more silicone.
Absolute horrible segue. Absolutely horrible, but I'm gonna save the day with something pretty cool. This is actually just funny. This is actually just kind of a funny thing that happened. buddy of mine says, hey man, look, you made the front page. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? What the hell are you talking about here? Marianne, this is solid advice right now. She's worried about me getting a black eye from the boss.
Jonathan knows I'm in a deficit,
here.
And I'm at the very end, so he knows that I am like non-functioning right now. I'm reading off of a screen is all I'm good for right now.
So, I hope this is the right one.
It is.
So, as you guys may or may not know, we're big fans of Jocko Fuel around here, and we're also big fans of Origin. And so, a buddy of mine was like, hey, bro, check this out. You're on the front page. I go, what are you talking about? And so I scroll down. By the way, your code FIRSTINFAM works for all Origin products too. But I'm scrolling down, right? And I keep scrolling, and there I am. There I literally am ripping off some dude's leg in a knee bar under the training shop, under the Origin site. So I was like, literally, that's the funniest thing ever, that I am front and center on the Origin website rocking that Rift Gi. Looking like I'm about to kill somebody. Funny thing is like, that was so close to like after surgery last year, a couple months, I probably wasn't really even that aggressively killing, but whoever was able to snap that picture, they did a freaking good job. So when we tell you guys support these companies because they support the fam.
We mean it.
No, I'm changing my mind. They didn't support me with any modeling fee on this. I didn't get any free gi for this. So it's like, yo, man, what's up with that Origin? Using all this and you know, whatever, man. So I thought it was kind of cool. He sent it to me. I'd heard they use this picture for an email too, so I was pretty happy about that. This is why I need the First In shield tattooed on my chest.
Right.
Because then if I was flexing right there, they would have seen it. They could have got some people. But yeah, I just thought that was kind of funny. When we tell you about supporting these companies because they support us, we really do have good relationships with them, and that's why we love their products so much, because we love the people behind it, first and foremost, more than anything else.
And this is a good segue, too, because we did not get to how to support yourself with these companies. Jocko Fuel. If you guys order from Jocko Fuel, they are giving you 10% off with our code. They are giving us the other 10%. What's going to happen is we're saving it for you. Once you get to the point where you have racked up $25 back from Jocko Fuel in their discount, send the receipts to us that shows where you use the code First and Fam. We need to see that that code was used to make sure that it
to make sure it matches up with what they sent us.
Yep. And we'll give you a free week for that. Frog Fuel. We haven't talked about that yet. Order your first box of Frog Fuel. Send us the receipt. You're going to get a week for that too. So you see how all this stuff starts to stack up. Man, y'all could really rack up some weeks here.
In fact, in the FML, there's a section on get first in for free. And between Fin for the Win, which Ann talked about before I turned the light on, between Fin for the Win, between supporting Mama Lee and America's Mighty Warriors, between Jocko Fuel to get your protein needs, your supplements, your krill oil, your joint warfare.
We have all of it.
Your good night.
Yep.
And Origin, as well as Frog Fuel, no one should be paying. Bring your friends in, support yourself. Guys, we'll just give it to you for free. How awesome is that, right? So check that stuff out. John Con Jimmy said, didn't they use your butt too?
Yes.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did use my butt. You just had to be really familiar with me to know it was my butt. I, of course, knew it was my butt. But, you know, she knew it was my butt.
Yeah.
Looking good in my Delta 68s.
I pulled up the website one day and it was there with John.
My favorite jeans. But yeah, so I've been all over that site, man. I think I need to talk to my boy Pete about like hooking your boy up with like a t-shirt or something, right? You need to get that good looking butt selling all those jeans. You know what I'm saying?
You guys will know when he brings it up because he's going to be taken off the website.
That's probably true. When I text Pete like, hey bro, I see him on the website. You gonna help me out with that? Mm-hmm. You're probably not gonna work out too well for me. Well, guys, that's all we have. That's all we've got. And it seems like that might be all you have for us. If that's the case, we'll hang out for a few more secundos.
Yeah. And then we're gonna jump into Fit.
Yes, that's what we're gonna do. I forgot that's what we're gonna do. I was all excited because I thought we were gonna go eat dinner. Guess I was wrong.
It's come.
Guess I was wrong.
And he's not the hungry one, go figure.
Oh, I'm always the hungry one.
That's true.
I almost sang Misfits. I want, ripped up like shredded wheat. On that note, now that I'm singing Misfits to you guys, we're going to get on out of here. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for listening to Anne.
Ramble.
And her four primary pitfalls to progress. She made my heart happy with all that alliteration. I'm a big fan of that. And thanks for being first in, guys. You guys are awesome. Take care. Enjoy your Fry-yay,
yeah.
TGIF. Thank goodness I'm first in. And we'll see you guys soon. Have a good night. Have a good weekend. Bye.